Well, last week I started a series called Next, and I talked about being at a pivotal point in this church and this ministry, and even for your life, I believe. I believe there's a lot of changes happening. We're living in a time where people are looking for leadership and guidance, and you know, normally I would do a series like this maybe at the beginning of the year or at some other time, not usually in October. But I just feel directed to do this at this time because of things that are coming forth and by year end and even at the beginning of next year. So I mentioned three potential scenarios as far as where we could go. We could retreat. Who wants to retreat? Go backwards. We can maintain. Who likes the status quo? The status quo means this mess that we're in. I don't want to remain in a mess, so I don't want to maintain it either, or we can move forward, and I believe that's what God has for us, and that's our destiny, is to move forward. So last week, we built the foundation for Next, talking about the values of Good News Church and the vision of Good News Church and what our mission is, and encourage you to get that CD if you weren't here, and even if you were, it'd be a good CD to get and listen to over and over, get that in your heart. But we want to pick up where we left off last week, and I want to read to you again the vision of Good News Church. I think we have it on this for the screen up there. Yeah, so this is our vision. Vision is where we're going. Vision is looking into the future. It's sight. It's seeing something in here that will one day be manifested out here. And so this is the vision for Good News Church. It goes this way. We see a community of believers strongly connected to God and to each other, empowered by the Word of God and by the Holy Spirit to be able ministers. And a minister, again, is a follower of Jesus, is a disciple, ambassador for Christ, a minister of reconciliation. To be able ministers, reaching their world and beyond with the good news of Jesus Christ. And our vision came out of three words. We had went through our values and listed, you know, 40-something things that we value here. A lot of things. And I know you probably the same way have a lot of things that you value. There are things that are important to you that are really essential to you and to your life, of why you do things. And then we narrowed it down to 8. Took those 40 and they really fit in 8 categories. And I shared those last week. But so our vision and our mission came from our values. We didn't just write a vision statement, well, this would be good, or, you know, this sounds like something that we should have. No, it came out of what we were, what we are. And so there were 3 main words, and those words are connecting, empowering, and reaching. Those are 3 central, those are action words. Connecting, empowering, reaching, and that's really what this church is endeavoring, striving to be under those 3 things. And one of the challenging areas of those 3 words is connecting. Connecting. And there's several reasons for that, why that's a difficult area. First of all, there's an enemy out there that wants to steal, kill, and destroy. He's doing everything he can to break up marriages, break up relationships, friendships, and certainly he would like to do that here at Good News Church. He doesn't like what we're doing. He's mad. And so doing all he can to do that. But another hindrance we have is, and it's a strength and it can be a weakness, is our diversity. You know, we're a non-denominational church and people from all kind of backgrounds and economic and social and, you know, all these different things. And so if you have a lot of different folks, everybody say, I'm different.
I'm different.
Look at your neighbor and point to him and say, you're different. That wasn't as strong there. And it's good. I like that. I like diversity. I like being different. But that can be a challenge to form relationships and to form connections. And so certainly if, you know, talking about the future of Good News Church and what's next for us, We've got to be strong in the connection area. We see a community of believers strongly connected to God and to each other. And so that's a challenge that we all face. And it's amazing in this country of prosperity. And I know that we're dealing with some difficult economic times here in the United States, but it's happening all over the world. But, you know, we have some of the loneliest people here in the United States. All of our prosperity has not produced a feeling of belonging. And in many ways, our prosperity has isolated us from each other. So connecting, it is something we deal with in the church. But, you know, used to be growing up, I don't know about you, but in my neighborhood, I knew all my neighbors. I live in a residential area, and I could take you down house after house and tell you every person that lived in those houses, not just on our block, but going beyond that. We knew each other. It was a community. But it's now, as we're so busy, I think we're all almost concerned to know our neighbors and people that are around us, and our lifestyle, and makes it difficult to connect. But in order to go where God has for us, we must connect. You know, connecting is from our value. We talked about common unity. And if you look up the word, the definition of connect, it means to link, to join. And we talked about having common values, common purpose. I said this statement, friends with a cause. It's not just being friends. It's not just having fellowship, but there's a purpose behind our relationships, shared beliefs, common vision, and a desire to see God's plan and God's will accomplished in this city. So these things bring us together. Now there's a great connecting verse found in Ephesians chapter 4. And if you have your Bibles, you can turn there. You can look on with your neighbor or follow along on the screen. And I wish I could read more verses, but for time's sake, I don't have time to do it. But Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16 says this, "For because of him, the whole body, the church, in all its various parts." How many know we're a bunch of different parts? Different giftings, different personalities. "Closely joined and firmly knit together." That's the intention. That's the will of God. And if we can do that, look what happens. "Closely joined, firmly knit together by the joints and ligaments." How many know a joint? I mean, I'm glad that my forearm is connected to my bicep. I'm glad my hand is connected to my forearm, my wrist. I mean, those are good things. If they were disconnected, that'd be a problem. How many know things work better when they're connected? And how many know when the joints are working properly, things are better, things work out better? Well, it's the same thing in a body, in this church body, that when things are together, with which it is supplied, when each part with power adapted to its need is working properly in all its functions, grows to full maturity, building up itself in love. And again, this is a difficult thing to do. To have people, we say, working together to get the job done. That's much easier said than done. It's a difficult thing to do. The enemy fights it. Many times we don't have the skills to make it happen. But it must happen. And the more that we're connected, the more that we're linked together, the greater our effectiveness. The greater our ability to do things. So connections are important. And for the next step for us, there's got to be strong connections here at Good News Church. Now, we have many opportunities for connections to be formed. You know, we have services, just coming to services, classes, serving together on Team Good News, Express, small group ministry, outreaches. We've got Trunk or Treat coming up and other different outreaches that we do. Those are cool things to do because you're it's like you're in battle together, and connections can be formed there. But even if you attend all these things, does not mean you'll be connected. Just doing something doesn't make ensure that a connection will happen. And so today I want to give you some basics of connecting. And this is going to help you here at church. You know, and I'm just listing some things that the Lord has dealt with me about, but there's others, but here's some important connecting points, and take it to heart today. The first one's found in 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 1 says this: "Therefore, laying aside all malice," malice is ill will towards others, "laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby." The word hypocrisy, interesting this definition here, if you kind of do a little study in the Greek on this, that word hypocrisy means play acting. It's talking about an actor that has a mask and a costume playing in a role. And you're role playing, and so you're not acting sincerely, you're acting insincerely. You're being something that you're not. And you're concealing your true personality. So the first point of connecting is to be real. To be real. And we talk about our Express ministry and, you know, expressing yourself. One of the things about Express is, in order to get the most out of it, you have to reveal yourself, who you are. People can't know you unless you're willing to share some things about yourself. And I think sometimes we do put on a mask, especially when we come to church. We don't want to let people know that we're hurting. We do not want to know people that maybe we feel weak. Now, I believe in strong confession, and I certainly don't go around, you know, telling everybody, "Hey, I'm Matt Judd, I'm a loser." Or everybody I meet, I just suddenly just dump all my problems. I'm not saying that. But one of the things people say about Good News Church and what they say about the ministry here is that it's real. That we'll share some things that maybe didn't work right, or we're human, or share mistakes and things that happen. And people are looking for the real. They're looking for the authentic, not the fake and phony. That we have to pretend to be somebody that we're not. You know, and it's so funny because sometimes, you know, people like they start acting like really, like I've arrived and look who I am and look at all the things that are happening. And then you need that person that will come and say, "Hey, I know you. I know you. I know where you came from. Don't give me that." Not being real. And so that is so important. And to be able to share your heart. So when we have our Express meetings, and I know people just, they have a hard time, but you need that. You need a place, something like that, and other different groups and fellowship. You need a place where you can go and people in your life where you can share your heart and share what's really going on. And that's an important part of connecting. And to realize that we are a work in progress. We're not a perfect church. We're not perfect people. We're a work in progress. We're growing. The second thing basic of connecting is found in Luke chapter 6. And I've talked about this in the last few weeks and before we started this series, and I won't go a whole lot of detail in it, but this is so essential to connecting. Luke chapter 6, verse 36. I'll read this to you in the Amplified version. If we don't have this in church, we're in trouble. Verse 36, "So be merciful, sympathetic, tender, responsive, and compassionate, even as your Father is all these. Judge not, neither pronouncing judgment nor subjecting to censure, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and pronounce guilty, and you will not be condemned and pronounce guilty. Acquit and forgive and release. Give up resentment, let it drop, and you'll be acquitted and forgiven and be released. Second point of connecting is be gracious. Be gracious. How many is grateful today for the grace of God? How many are grateful today that you're forgiven? I don't know about you, but I've messed up a lot. I've made a lot of mistakes. I've done some stupid things. I've done some stupid things this year. But thank God for His graciousness. His mercies are new every morning. His forgiveness is there. We're saved by grace, not because I earned it, did anything. It's just a free gift. It's a gift from God because He loves us and cares for us. And when you're impacted by that grace freely you have received, we should be giving that grace to those that we worship with. Giving them the benefit of the doubt, believing the best. Now, there are times when you got to call somebody on something. That happens. But even when you do that, you do it in a gracious way. I talked about punishing my kids. And I did have to spank my kids, you know. But it tore me up when I had to do it. I was crying more than they were. It's not something that I enjoyed. And when I did it, and I don't know how you can spank somebody graciously, but not doing out of anger, not being against somebody, is you can correct behavior without tearing down the person. So being gracious, though, being gracious to others. And that's one of the things that we really see, I think we have such success on the streets when we go out, or even in the shockwave and just the daily life, is because we offer some people just love, just in their everyday life, when they're having a bad day. I came across one lady one time in a neighborhood we were going into, and she was sitting there drinking a beer, which I had no problem with. I mean, she wants to drink a beer. She was drinking a beer. She was a little group of people. And I came upon her and started talking to her. And the minute I started talking to her, she just started to cry. She said, you know, I'm having my last beer at this place. They're kicking me out. They're throwing me out. I don't have the money to pay rent. I'm just having one kind of last thing here before we leave. We're leaving today. And since she was with me, we began just to minister to her, begin to just show her grace. And by the end of it, we were hugging her, loving on her. She was crying. We were crying. She actually smiled. But somebody just showed grace to her in the midst of her situation. And so we, you know, all need that. But we certainly need to show that to the people here at Good News Church. The next one is found in James. This may be the most difficult one here. Maybe not. James chapter 1, verse 19. Amplified says this: "Understand this, my beloved brethren. Let every man be quick to hear, a ready listener, slow to speak, slow to take offense and get angry." Now, there's a whole lot there, but the third point of connecting is listening. Listening to people. I had an amazing thing happen on Friday. I was meeting with a vendor, someone that we do business with here at the church, and just some things happened, and I made some mistakes, and they made some mistakes, and we had basically a disagreement. And it was going to be kind of a confrontational meeting. It just seemed that way. And maybe I was upset and they were upset. And so we were getting together. And I was praying about it. I said, "Lord, you're going to have to help me here." You know, just praying about these things. I just wanted to walk in love and be gracious and work this out and get it resolved. And the meeting didn't start off well. It was kind of, you know, tempers were rising. But right in the middle of it, I don't even know what happened. God did this. The person began to open up and tell me about what had been happening in their lives the last few months. And they began to tell me an unbelievable story about their grandchild and being in an abusive home, and that grandchild ending up coming living with them. And you know, when he began to tell me that, and it was unbelievable, the story. I wish I could tell it to you of God's graciousness and goodness. But it like changed the whole thing, and I began to understand why he had done the things he had done in the last few weeks. I had no idea he was under that kind of pressure and all that he had been going through. And it's like, I just began to listen, and he just opened up his heart, and we talked for probably about 45 minutes. And I was able to love on him and show grace to him, and the relationship was changed. It was restored. We worked it out, and really, the relationship is better than it has been. It'll be a benefit to both of us. But just being open to hear their story and trying to understand the person, where they're coming from. And a good word to the wise for some of us, we need to be slower to speak. Sometimes we just do all the talking. And there is time. We need to reveal. You can't know somebody unless you... the other person can't do all the sharing. We have to reveal. But there is a place for listening. And so I want to encourage you today and this week, listen to people. They'll tell you what they're going through. They'll tell you where things that are happening. They'll, just by listening to them, will open up doors of opportunities for ministry. But the people that you listen to, and I mean really listen to, I mean give them your attention for whatever time you really have. Instead of just trying to think of the next thing you're going to say, but listen to them. And every time you do that and get to know somebody like that, connections are being formed. Understanding comes. And wouldn't that be awesome if we just had that just going on here, that we knew each other, that we knew each other's stories. I wish I could stand up here today. And just looking around here today, I know the people here because I know your story. We've got some awesome people that we're worshiping with. The fourth thing, basics of connecting. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. So then, and I got to get to this last one, but I want to get to number 5. But anyway, this is a good one. Galatians 6, verse 10. Susie read this already. Amplified. It says, so then, as occasion and opportunity open to us, let us do good morally to all people, not only being useful or profitable to them, but also doing what is for their spiritual good and advantage. Be mindful to be a blessing, especially to those of the household of faith, those who belong to God's family with you, you believers. Number 4, be a blessing to people. I've had some neat things happen in the last week or so. How many here like free things? How many like to get a card in the mail that says nice things about you instead of, a nasty letter or email? I got a card from somebody that just blessed me. I'm keeping it. Somebody blessed me with a free deal to go to the opening of a new restaurant. Free food. I just sat there as I was eating my free food and just enjoying the whole night. Isn't it nice? And then I had someone else I was doing just a function that I do as a pastor. And in the course of doing that, somebody just blessed me with books and a gift, another gift. And it was just like, it wasn't about getting some possession. It was like it nourished me. It went into me. And so I just want to encourage you today, You know, the Bible says that Jesus went about doing good. You know, Acts 10:38, went about doing good. And that word good, you look it up in the Greek, is the word benevolent. He went about being benevolent. And, you know, and sometimes we think it's the big things. You know, if we could pay a light bill or pay this and give somebody a brand new that or whatever, that's like really giving. But I tell you, you can give in the little things if it's Spirit-led and just make somebody's day and let them know not only that you love them, but God loves them. And in 2 Corinthians 9 talks about generosity. When you give to people, it'll cause people to be thankful to God. Blessing people. Being a blessing. That's part of connecting. And the last one. Hebrews chapter 10. And I think this last one here is something that we all need and we all need to do, whether we're good at it or not. But Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep this promise. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encouraging one another, especially now that the day of His return is drawing near. And the last one is to encourage. To encourage people. The word encourage means to give support, to give confidence, to give hope to. And encourage, it actually means that you bring courage to somebody. And I tell you, this is so powerful. People, including us, go through so much negativity, so many negative things. Just living in this world. Just going to the grocery store. Just driving in traffic. All that we're bombarded with on TV. Things that we deal with in our families. Things we deal with on the job. Things we just, I mean, we really, you know, you're talking about graciousness. We really, probably, I don't know what the ratio is, but we experience so much more ungrace than we do grace. Have you ever had a word from somebody when you were low? You ever had that happen? You're feeling low, you're feeling down, you're feeling like a failure, you're feeling like a loser, and you have somebody come along and say something to you, just a kind word. You know, Kay Fox shared that the other day. She was talking about when she attended the previous church that was here. She was a member of that church and said she was sitting over here and just feeling down. And she just felt like God didn't love her. Have you ever felt that way? You ever felt like God didn't care? He's not hearing your prayers. He doesn't care about what's happening. And maybe He's even behind some of the bad things that are happening. Well, she was having one of those down days, and she couldn't hear a word that was, she couldn't participate in preaching, and she didn't want to give during the offering, and I mean, she didn't participate in the worship, and couldn't hear the preaching, and didn't, you know, participate in the offering, and she just really felt worse, just beat up about God doesn't love me or care, and she's walking out, and she's about to get out of the auditorium, and someone comes up to her and says, are you Kay Fox? Obviously, they didn't know each other that well, or you know. Are you Kay Fox? He said, yeah. She said, Lord, you know, gave me something for you today. Are you open to hearing this? And she said, she's so desperate. Yeah, whatever, you know. And the person said, God wants you to know that He loves you. And I'm telling you, it was like whatever that thing that was trying to burden her down just broke. Encouragement. Encourage each other. Now, for some of us, it's difficult for us to do because we're not raised in encouraging homes. I mean, maybe you came from an abusive home, either physically or verbally. I mean, you could be successful in maybe your job and just feel horrible about yourself because of the words spoken over you. But I tell you, when you got people in your life that encourage you, how much more should we have encouragement in our homes? I mean, one of the biggest things that parents ought to be doing is encouraging their kids. Mates ought to be encouraging each other. I talk about that in our premarital classes. You know, I really stress that about encouraging each other. And one of the things I have them do is I have them write down all the things that they love about each other. I have them make this big, long list. And the last night of premarital class, they read them to each other or speak them. And so many times they're crying. And I say, how does that make you feel? And they go, it makes me feel wonderful. And I think that's one of the things, hard things we have in our marriages. We take each other for granted. We don't say things. We have a lot more ungrace than we do grace. But how much, the Bible says that we will know that we are His disciple. All the things I'm talking about here are love. It's the way God treats us. It's all parts of love. It says that we'll know that we are His disciples by our what? Our love for God? Our love for each other. Is it difficult? It is difficult. It's hard getting along with people. It's hard being married. It's hard being in a family. It's hard being a good employee or a boss. Life is hard. But I do like 1 Corinthians 13. Now, many times I'd like to just rip it out of the Bible because I read 1 Corinthians 13 and I know that's how God loves me and I love that part, but it just seems so hard for me to do it towards others. But I know that His grace can empower me and help me to do it if I'll try. If I give God just a little bit to work with, He'll grace what I do. So it can be done, but we've got to make the effort. And all of this is Spirit-led because it's the best when, not because someone tells you they need this, but you're just led by the Spirit of God. I just feel prompted, Martha, to give you this. Or Frank, or I just write you a note. I just feel led by the Spirit of God. It looks like everything's going great in your life, but I just feel led by the Spirit of God sending you this note. Follow those promptings. I say this again, and I know sometimes people look at me like, yeah, right, Good News Church, sure, But my prayer is that when people come into Good News Church, they experience God's love, His acceptance, His grace. And how do they do that? Because there's such great preaching. Because God, Jesus is up front giving out blessings. No, that we experience the love through each other. Now, I know as connecting, it's easy for us to sit here and say, well, is anybody doing that for me? I want to be connected. I want to belong. But no one's doing any of these things for me. Well, I'll just say what the Bible says. You probably won't like this, but it says it's better to give than to receive. Because giving, and the Lord's kind of tricking us there because He knows about seed time and harvest. And as we sow it, it'll come back to us. So maybe today you're a shy person. Maybe today you've been hurt by pastors and hurt by church people and all these different things. First of all, I want to encourage you, don't give up on God's plan. Don't give up. You're here today, you're meeting here today, but don't give up on meeting together. Don't give up on people. And I want to encourage you, you be the one to make the effort to connect. And even if you're rejected 10 times, keep at it, because I know the law of seed time and harvest. It will produce. A harvest will come. So, you know, God's got, and we're going to be, you know, revealing things coming up in the future about where God's leading us, and there's going to be some awesome things. But if we're not connected, none of these things will be accomplished. If we're not strongly connected, this church will never fulfill its destiny. I don't care how great the vision, how much money, how big equipment and buildings and all these different things. If we're not connected and joints aren't working together, nothing's going to happen. So every one of us that are a part of this church, we've got to make an effort. We've got to give God something to work with. So as the Spirit of God leads you, even today, maybe after service, or maybe this week, follow Him and do what He tells you to do, even if it doesn't make sense to your mind. Like, oh, they don't need that, or they look fine, or, you know, follow Him. He knows what He's doing. He knows what's happening behind the scenes. Amen? So here's some basics of connecting, and it'll help you anywhere you're at. Be real. Be gracious. Listen. Got any good listeners in the house today? Y'all listening good today? Well, during this message, I think you're listening. Fourth one is to be a blessing. Give to people time, resources, little things. And the fifth one, which I just think is so needed for everybody, is encouragement. God's got some big things for us. He's got big vision, big plans for each one of us. And we're all going to need courage. And so I just want you, if you don't know about it, learn about it. But be an encourager. I'm not saying being fake. You know, I'm not saying that. But as the Lord puts things on your heart, say it. Don't wait. You know, did a funeral this week, and we said a lot of good things about the person that went on. But wouldn't some of those things been better have been said while the person was alive? So let's say it. Let's encourage people. Amen. Father in heaven, we give you praise. You can stand, everybody. Father in heaven, we give you praise and we give you thanks today. And Lord, we thank you for connections happening here at a Good News Church. Strongly connected to you and to each other. So Spirit of God, help us. Take authority over the enemy that would try to break us up and divide us and bring strife. I cast you out in the name of Jesus. And I call in one accord. And I declare that the love of God will prevail in this place and in our lives. And we'll take what happens here. This is the practice field. Out into the game, wherever we go. Thank you, Lord, for strong connections being formed here at Good News Church. Help us, Father. Help us, I ask you, in the name of Jesus, in a greater way. Pray these things in Jesus' name.